Let's check on this Monday afternoon on the commodity futures markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It looks like it was a quiet day today, and of course, I spent the day at home on Friday taking the Thanksgiving holiday. Why don't you recap both of them for me, please?
Well, Friday was somewhat encouraging going home due to the fact that export sales were fairly strong, quite a bit of export interest, and especially on the bean side of the equation, and ideas that there are some corn export business to be had yet, and came in here Sunday evening, and of course beans kind of leader again, and as we moved through the night hours into our day trade here in the U.S., trade got a little bit more aggressive on quite a bit of news being floated around. The big news is rumors China rejected another two cargoes of corn due to unapproved GMO variety. Amazing, when corn stocks were real tight, that news was unheard of. Now all of a sudden we're starting to hear this news, maybe as much as five cargoes. Also, too, ideas that maybe Asia may wash out a couple cargoes of beans purchased for January shipment, or could be, in jeopardy, too. So Asian news was kind of disturbing. A lot of the concern, too, in Asia is that there was talk that they could do away with their minimum price to producers, guarantee them a price floor. They can switch that to maybe a subsidy program, but the word came out more of a more stricter enforcement of that. The government's a little worried that when you guarantee $10.20 for corn and world corn values are sharply below that, you can import corn and have it used to flip into the reserve program and all of a sudden you get 10-20 for it, and they didn't want to see abuse of that. So word of that, coupled with what was previously said there, just kind of put the brakes on ideas that maybe this demand could slow down, particularly in corn when we're looking at over doubling our exports, and a good chunk of that, almost 20%, that's going to China. So, a little bit of concern that we can slow things down here for a while. Beans reached some technical upside price objectives and generated some profit taking, and wheat saw some earlier strength due to the cold forecast, but in all, the defensive mode kind of set in as we went through midday there, Todd.
Yeah, I make note that on the charts, the December, July, and December, new crop December corn all posted hook reversal ups, but January and July beans posted outside down, so kind of that's a new and interesting twist, I guess, with the corn looking more positive and the beans less so.
Corn's been in a downtrend clear back and since July there. We had a couple times here we were able to squeak higher for a week or two. The corn front-end corn market here in the East made a new low by about 0.75 cents, was able to close higher, so we got that hook reversal going, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you look at the momentum indicators, we got bullish trend divergences kicking in through here, which warrants that maybe this corn market's a little oversold and due for some strength. And on the flip side, though, the beans have been strong up here for the last 3 or 4 weeks, made new highs, and closed below the previous day's low, so we've got an outside down reversal in the beans, and the momentum indicators are the upper side of the equation. So I think we saw some unwinding the spread, selling the beans and buying back the short corn positions there to finish the day of beans quite a bit lower and corn steady higher.
Over the last several weeks, we've been talking about the bottom in the corn market coming, relatively speaking, and then at least if not a bottom, near-term bottom, that is, a little blip to the upside that may come before the end of the year. Is this what you hope is the start of that? And if so, what's the upside objective, and should producers be prepared to make make sales.
Well, that's the thing. We're in the hope stage right now.
Yeah, I know.
My fear is we're going to go in the fear stage right after the first of the year. So,
yeah.
But now we've been waiting for some type of low here and some recovery. I mean, basis is firm, but that's due to lower prices and producers hanging on here. But right now we're kind of in a position where, you know, a 15 to 20 cent rally, it would be more than welcome, and that type of move a producer needs to probably get on it. There's going to be a lot of cash grain for sale after the first year. That's going to keep a lid on things. It's going to take some adverse weather in the summer hemisphere to get the market a little bit more bullish. My main concern that first year is more consumer confidence, investor confidence. We saw a lot more traffic over Black Friday, over the weekend here, but overall, general sales were down almost 3%. So a lot of people's out looking, but the confidence is not there to spend the money. So our fear is that realization that these higher health care premiums are going to kick in after the first year is going to be reality. And what's going on in Washington, I think the public's a little uneasy with that. Gold was down over 30 bucks today. The Dow's kind of hanging in there, just down 30. But I think as we move down the road, the investor confidence and the consumer confidence is going to weigh on all sectors.
Well, I'm wondering, and usually we say buy the rumor and sell the fact, I think that's right. But in this case, is it potentially a sell the rumor and buy the fact on what might be happening with, and I just don't know, with the healthcare system and whether it will actually kick in and in a way that is purposeful or not. I just frankly have no idea and wonder what you're thinking it might mean in January and February and March.
Well, you know, who knows what can happen. I guess we'll see which way the leadership
yeah,
goes. But
gotcha.
When you visit with the average person, they're just coming out of a state of denial if their health premium is going to go up. The only way you're going to save money is if you get that subsidies or some tax credit. And you know, it's just going to go up, and I think that when people start spending an extra $2,000, $3,000 a year on health insurance coverage and have less benefits, for say, as money-wise, it's just really going to be hampering that extra disposable income that middle class used to have, you know, if this goes through.
All right, let's take a look at what's been happening with the livestock. Anything there and the way of advice for producers looking for input needs?
Well, as we move lower in here, it's going to create opportunity to pick up some extra revenue from cheaper inputs on the grain side. Guys have been kind of going hand to mouth in here with this downtrend. Meal's been a little bit of a challenge, but the corn value's been going down. Overall prices in general stayed firm. Looking at the cold storage report and so forth, we've had higher pork prices, but we've seen good movement. And hog's been flatlined. Judging Black Friday restaurant volume, it looked like we moved quite a bit of restaurant material here over the weekend. We look for Christmas ham demand to kick in through here. So we look for the livestock sector to stay firm as we go into year end, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very good. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report, and he will be back for our Commodity Week program when we record it this Friday afternoon. Kurt Kimmel, of course, with Bates Commodities, where he serves as their senior grains analyst.